It's music time in Africa.
Welcome to Music Time in Africa, people. Onyche. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington, D.C., broadcasting to you from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America. Keep it right here for the next 60 minutes and get connected to the best pan-African music. Hey, everybody, are you all ready to roll? Today's show's gonna rock your world. Wallahi! We've got a lot of dance music for you. Congolese soukous, Liberian Afro house, Senegalese American rap song, modern Moroccan pop, and Beninese Afro fusion. And on the eastern side of the continent, Ethiopia represents with a modern traditional song that's interpreted by our very own Henuk Fante from the Amharic service. Tanzania's Morogoro Jazz Band takes us way back to the 1970s. And of course, we also have our shout-out and fan mail segments keeping us all in touch. The big ticket item today, though, is our feature artist, Malian modern Ngoni player, Basiku Kuyate and his family band. Basiku came into headquarters here in Washington for a special one-on-one. He and his beautiful family played live for us, and he talked with me about lots of things like the making of his new album during a coup d'etat, making the Ngoni a lead solo instrument in the world of music, and his recent historic induction into the American Afropop Hall of Fame. So stay right here. Keep it locked, y'all, on Music Time in Africa. Let's get this party started on the good foot with Keen Stars from Democratic Republic of Congo. C'est ça la vie. Hey, hello everybody. That was Kinstars from Democratic Republic of Congo.
This is Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Yeah, baby. Moving over to Benin, here's a beautiful song called Dodela by Alafia Music. It's an Afro-fusion style sung mostly in Mina that they call tradi moderne. Music from Benin.
VOA.
I told you we had a lot of dance music today, didn't I? Well, here's a nice one by Nabila Man, a Moroccan songwriter, composer, and interpret. In this song, Alalai Ilali, she sings a duet in Moroccan Arabic with Saïd Moskir. My love, they sing, see how much I've suffered and still. gorgeous. That was Nabila Man and Saeed Moskir singing from her 2005 album, Dinya. This is Heather, and you're inside Music Time. Music Time in Africa.
Hello, Africa. Hello, Ethiopia. Shout out to Gashaba Ramola's new release CD, Yamra Lagere. Seleshi Demise, shout out to you. Greetings, Africa. This is Henok Fante from the Voice of America's Amharic Service.
Yeah, Isaac Katalai. I want to give a shout out to the most precious woman, Janine Katalai, in the Congo, in Kinshasa. And with all my brothers and sisters, Dora Befe, Silva Beni, Plamedi, José Shadrach, and to my stepdad back home, Papa Doris Kabongo, and to my good best friend, you know, the one from far, but yet we remain in the same thoughts, Patrick Pompembe, l'homme à la race rare, to Jean-Pi Kabongo, the brother that I can always wish for, and to Kinshasa, the city of the kings, where greatness starts.
This is Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music. Check us out on Facebook or blog at blogs.voanews.com/african-music-treasures.
Hello, Macaco, Macaco, Macaco.
Thanks, everybody, for your shout-outs. And guys, if you want to leave a shout-out, all you got to do is send me an email or Facebook message or call and leave a voicemail with your phone number, and I'll hit you right back. Now, my featured guest today is Basiku Kouyaté and his family band, Ngoni Ba. They're all from Mali, and we're going to hear a lot from them later on, but I want to introduce them right now. Here's Basiku's son, Madu Kouyaté. He plays bass ngoni, a six-string acoustic electric lute. Basiku himself plays the lead ngoni, four strings with pedal effects. And his wife, Ami Sako, sings. On percussion are Basiku's nephews, calabash player Mokhtar Kouyaté and Mahamadou Tunkara on tama and yabara. So there you have it, Basiku Kouyaté and his family band. Now, back to those dance tunes. Pump Taya by Pepe Soup.
Let me tell you something. I pump Taya plenty time. I get high heel. So they make me an pump Taya goo-goo. African punishment. Can't
bëgg ku koy yëngëbi benn boy fi lay jax da ay waan mer xawma lan ba tok mer gis nga gay bi ko jappé fi way dañ ko tépp pom taaya mu jox di dem di jox di dem di jox di dem mer sédd dafa sonna mais yaram do naay ci ci am et puis yaru na ci biir lool dafa nice Assez debout, assez, nous t'aimons si ça y est, hier là, que ham, finger top, finger dans le bois qui fait sous votre tête, et les rétrains, pompe, mais taille là, en d'après le mignon, les yarrons, les ham de goût, les yarrons, de me tuer, de ham, tara, fait par là, ça y est, bugle, mot à mouler, ça y est, bugle, mot à mouler, pompe,
From traditional Liberian corporal punishment, that's what singer Miss Annie means by pomptaya, to Senegalese American punishment? Well, whatever. Here's Smack That, Akon's 2006 hit featuring Eminem.
In my Lamborghini Gallardo, maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. And possibly bend you over. Look back and watch me smack that all on the floor. Smack that, give me some more. Smack that till you get so. Smack that, oh. Smack that all on the floor. Smack that, give me some more. Smack that till you get so. Smack that, oh. Up front style, ready to attack now. Parking lot slow with the lockdown. Convicts got the whole thing packed now. Step in the club, the boys roll back.
it's all at that now. I'ma call her, then I put the mat down. Money no problem, pocket full of that now.
I feel you creeping, I can see it from my shadow. Wanna jump up in my Lamborghini Gallardo? Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. Possibly bend you over. Look back and watch me smack that.
She climbs up and down them poles, looking like one of them pretty cat dolls, trying to hold my woody back through my drawers. Steps off stage, didn't think I saw. Creeps up behind me and she's like, yeah. I'm like, I know, let's cut to the chase. No time to waste, back to my place. Bust from the club to the cribs like a mile away. I'm more like a paddler, shall I say. And plus I got a pal if he gallows game. In fact, he's the one singing the song that's playing.
Hey, come on. I feel you creeping, I can see it from my shadow. Wanna jump up in my Lamborghini Gallardo. And just kick it like Tybo. Possibly then you're over. Look back and watch me smack that all on the floor. Smack that, give me some more. Smack that till you get sore. Smack that, oh. Smack that all on the floor. Smack that, give me some more. Smack that till you get sore. Smack that, oh.
Eminem's rolling, D&M rolling, Boo and old Marvelous them rolling. Women just hoeing, big booty rolling. Soon I'll be all in them. No less than three. Block real style like we. Girl, I can tell you want me, cause lately
I feel you creeping, I can see it from my shadow. Wanna jump up in my Lamborghini Gallardo. Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. Possibly then you're over. Look back and watch me smack that hat all on the floor. Smack that hat, give me some more. Smack that hat till you get sore. Smack that.
That was Akon smacking that song, one of many super hits from his best-selling album, Convicted.
Hi, everybody. My name is Rishan Gavre with Heather. Listen, Music Time in Africa.
It's time now for part one of my interview with Baseku Kouyaté.
Hey, Baseku. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm great.
Yeah.
Tell me, you're here in Washington, D.C. and in the United States on tour for your new album.
Mm-hmm.
Alors,
could you talk a little bit about your new album? I know that there's a very interesting story around that.
The day that I started the album was the 22nd of March in Mali. We arrived around noon and started setting up, and around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we started recording. Around 3 o'clock, we started hearing gunfire and bombs going off. And we understood that there was a coup and that the present president was being overthrown. And the president was a personal friend of mine, and it concerned me greatly. So there are many journalists who came who were interested in my album for the music of Mali.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to assure everyone that we were there for music, not for political reasons, and that we were going to make good music. We were all very concerned, but in the end, at the end of the day, we produced a fantastic album.
L'album, c'est incroyable.
So you finished the entire album right during the coup d'état.
I tell you, it was a very difficult time. There were soldiers in the streets, many of them drinking, and I had all of these journalists and international guests coming to see my work. And so I felt very concerned and responsible for everybody.
Here's Ne me fatigue pas, or Quit Bothering Me.
Oh,
Basse Kukuyate, ladies and gentlemen, with his family performing Ne Me Fatigue Pas, a live pre-recorded session from Studio 4. There's more Basse Kuk coming up, but first we've got fan mail, a vinyl 45 selection from Tanzania, and that new Ethiopian song that my colleague Hanuk is crazy about.
VOA.
Let's get this fan mail show on the road, Gwen.
Yeah, let's do that. Mm-hmm. Here we go, commenting on your blog post, Heather, that features the Ethio-Soul duo Munit and Yorg. Maron writes, experiencing jet lag and ran into this. How amazing is this duet, especially singing Mulatu's song. Keep representing.
Oh, yes. You know, Gwen, it's great to hear from our fans that are out there who follow my blog.
Yes, it is. And we have another one.
Cool.
P. Oyango, a Kenyan who lives in New Jersey, responded to your post, VOA's veteran music man Leo Sarkisian says goodbye.
Oh, I remember that.
He writes, hi, I'm almost a year late into Leo's retirement. I have not been paying attention. As a New Jerseyan who was born and raised in Kenya and whose first main primary contact with the USA was through the crackly shortwave radio, VOA and Leo Sarkisian are two of the greatest things to have happened to me.
Oh.
He goes on to say, in 1986 or 1987, my dad purchased a simple cassette radio player. I used to hoard it at night and stay awake listening to fascinating stories and music from a land so far away. Leo Sarkisian and Rita Rochelle on Music Time in Africa, Georges Collinet on Sound of Soul.
Oh.
I have very strong memories of the sheer joy I experienced as an 18-year-old listening to these guys. Leo's work and that of others like you, Heather, will go a long way in securing African music in its right place in history and culture. Please pass my greetings to Leo and his wife, Mary.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Oyango. And just to remind our listeners, Leo Sarkisian was the founder of Music Time in Africa when he started back in 1965 out of Monrovia, Liberia. He finally retired from VOA last year at, get this, age 92.
Wow, mm-hmm. 92.
Yes, ma'am.
That's amazing. And finally, from our good old-fashioned postal mail, we
Yay.
Call that snail mail.
Yeah.
We received a letter from John Samvora from Musanze, Northern Province, Rwanda. In the letter, he asks if we could kindly play any African music of the Morogoro Jazz Band from Tanzania.
You know what? I can play that and will. But first, thanks, Gwen, for bringing us the fan mail today.
You are welcome, Heather. It's always a pleasure.
See you again next week.
See you again next week.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Check us out on Facebook or blog at blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures. Once again, that's blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists, and discover new ones, too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or just a shout-out. Artists, send in your music and videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com.
Music Time.
Music in Africa.
Africa.
It's time now to roll back time, remember, and enjoy music from generations ago. As Mr. Samvuri from Musanza, Rwanda requested, here is a precious little song from Tanzania by the Morogoro Jazz Band. It's titled Tabo Nyingi Sana, and he sings, oh woman, you've put me through so much. I'm just tired, and I won't stop you if you leave me.
Tabu nyingi sana nilizopata juu yako, hata huruma huna, wala mawazo wazidi nitesa. Tabu nyingi sana nilizopata juu yako, hata huruma huna, wala mawazo wazidi nitesa.
Thank you.
kunyengesana nilizopata juu yako hata huruma una wala mawazo mazito.
Oya!
That was Tabo Nyingi Sana by the Morogoro Jazz Band from Tanzania. Wow, what a gem. Now, I know you love this show, my sweet listeners, but the Voice of America has other great music programs too, like this one.
African Music Mix.
Are you wandering around, lost in a musical desert? Well, follow your ears to the fantastic, the one and only African Music Mix on the Voice of America. Bathe yourself in this musical oasis. From the north to the south and from the east to the west, the African Music Mix plays only the best. Tune in from 0 to 300 hours UTC and from 11 to 1300 hours UTC every single day on the Voice of America.
Hey, hey, this is Heather, and you're inside Music Time in Africa. I'm here with Henok Fante from the Horn of Africa service right here at Voice of America, who just came back from Ethiopia, and you brought
with
some
music. With a CD at hand.
Yes! Tell us about this CD.
This CD blew my mind.
Wow.
I was visiting Ethiopia for about 3 weeks, and I first listened to the song Yamra Lagare on the local radio stations, and I asked myself, wow, this is an amazing CD. I thought it was one, you know, a CD of about, you know, 12 songs that just came out. But the entire album is really beautiful. One of the best I have seen, top five, over the past 20 years for me.
Wow. So tell me the name of the artist again.
The name of the artist is Seleshi Demese. He is well known as Gashaba Ramola. He lived in the States, in the West Coast, for a number of years. Went back to Ethiopia. He sings traditional Ethiopian songs. And he has this traditional guitar called Krar.
Yes.
And he plays it really well. He went back to Ethiopia, and his first impression was he saw that Addis is a very dirty, dirty city.
Oh.
And, well, it's a beautiful place, but still very dirty. Mm. So he started a campaign, started organizing youth groups from, you know, the slums, different sectors. He started partnering with the government and different young people.
Mm-hmm.
And he started a project called Gashaba Ramola, Cleaning Addis. He's an environmentalist, a wonderful krar player, and a wonderful vocalist. He wrote the songs himself, mm-hmm. the lyrics himself. He came up with this masterpiece. These are folk songs. They take you to the mountains of Ethiopia, down to the valley, to the Rift Valley, and you know, it takes you all over Ethiopia. And if you know Ethiopia, and Ethiopia is at your heart, this is the kind of song that's so nostalgic and celebrating the country and its culture and its history. It's just beautiful,
wow.
Beautifully put.
Tell me about the song Yeser Gelata.
Yeser Gelata, on my wedding day, it roughly translates. It's a beautiful song that brings together the different kinds of melodies that all over Ethiopia people sing when someone is married. The lyric, it's quite strong, and it shows what's going on in Ethiopia right now. There's a price hike in the country, and it's a farmer saying that the crops have failed. My daughter is engaged. She got married today. I did not have enough for a respectable send-off.
Mm.
And he goes on to say, the community pitched in. I took a loan. So let's have a party. Yeser geleta, yeser geleta, yeser geleta, keraru temeta.
Awesome. Let's check it out.
Yeser geleta, yeser geleta, yeser geleta, mesenko tameta. Yeser geleta, yeser geleta, yeser geleta, yeser geleta, yeser geleta, yeser geleta, kabaro tameta. Yeser geleta, yeser geleta. Yeser geleta, yeser geleta, yeser geleta, kraru temeta. Yeser geleta,
alla temeta.
Yeser geleta,
sicha fermata.
Yeser geleta, yeser geleta,
zama beshmete.
Yeser geleta,
sikfete mata.
Yeser geleta, yeser ge, yeser ge, yeser ge, yeser ge, kapaina.
Samawari, the Drabu, the Samawari,
te shankore
chamlo adwazani chamlo
chocolate
menta
chocolate
menta
chocolate zahide mata teradaw tokome dinkwan katatalem zerku tedekso sewu katatara o o o bakalek ngidi ሰርጉ ተቆረጠ ዓለም ዘጠኝ ሆነች ለኛዋ
ቸኮላታ ሜታ ቸኮላታ
ሜታ
ቸኮላታ ሜታ ቸኮላታ
ሜታ
That was Yeser Galata by Gash Abera Mola.
You're listening to Music Time in Africa. It's me, Tashoma Mtiku, from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Salam to you. Peace unto you.
Hello, people. Peace unto you. It's time to get back now to part two of good music and conversation with Baseku Kuyate. Listen as he talks about the craziness surrounding the making of his new album, the historic award he just won, and its coincidental timing with the inauguration of Mali's new president. So now you're here in the States on tour promoting your album, which is fantastic because I listen to it all the time. And you were in New York a few days ago and you won an award. Can you tell me about that?
New York, j'ai eu des awards.
It's incredible because I was in New York 2 days ago, and the very same day that I received the award as an inductee into the Afropop Hall of Fame was the same day that the new president of Mali was being sworn into office with many prestigious international guests in attendance.
So the Afropop Hall of Fame, I heard that you are the first of the ones to receive the award to be an instrumentalist. Is that true?
Yes.
I won the Afropop Award as the first instrumentalist to be inducted. All of the others were vocalists, and it happened on the same day that democracy was reestablished in my country. And so it was incredible. Wonderful day.
I bet you're going to write a new song about that.
Bien sûr.
I will absolutely write a song about this this wonderful moment.
I can't wait to hear that. I also asked Baseku about the electronic modifications he added to his ngoni, especially that wah-wah. Is this a new sound?
Yes, it's a new
sound. I use the wah-wah to bring the ngoni forward into the modern age. Now everyone is so familiar with modern sounds of rock and roll and all of that, and the ngoni, there's no reason why the ngoni shouldn't also be put forward as an important lead instrument of
it
our day.
It sounds great. I would say you are the Jimi Hendrix of Malian music.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you, Anna.
Well, Baseku, thank you so much. Merci beaucoup.
Merci, thank you so much. I'm sorry for my English. It's very bad.
No,
I'll see you next time. I speak on beautiful English. But tonight, only French, okay? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jamaku
And that was me singing and bantering in Bambara with this wonderful Kouyaté family as we wrapped up the session. And they invite me to sing with them next time, too, so watch out, Africa. Well, that's it for today, everybody. I hope you enjoy the show. Make sure to check out my blog and Facebook pages for more good interviews and music and all kinds of stuff. And also, say hello and send me your fan mail. I can't wait to join you again next week, Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000, and 2100 UTC. I'm Heather Maxwell for the Voice of America on Music Time in Africa.